Yeah, so the Gemara. Avo Bahar. For we have this mountain, Hamislakit Yud Mitoichei, that it only elevates 10 Tfochim by going 5 Amis long, then that's Mamish called Nichatash Mishte, that's like Mamish walkable, that's called like part of the ground already. Then the din is Moididoy Medida Yofa. Then you have to measure it a good measuring. You can't have any coolers of be mavliya, be mekader. That's called kamat, like flat ground. And you have to mamish measure it straight across. You have to go up it, and I mean straight across, I mean you have to go up the mountain, and then come down again on the other side of the mountain. Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson learned a little bit lakula here. It's just the opposite. That what he learned like this, on my rover. When do you still have to measure it? By being mekader, going up the mountain and coming down the mountain, or else you have to measure it going straight across the Avlon. That's only if by walking 5 amos, you only elevate yourself 10 tefachim. So this shittah is, that's also not the best way to walk, but I call upon him it's walkable. Avo Bahar, but if you have this mountain, Hamaslakit Asor Meter Dalid, it elevates itself Yutvochim, but you're only walking further, Dalid Amis, then I'm Daivahoilichloi. That's called like Lonicha Tashmishta, it's very hard to walk it up, and there's even a bigger Kula. You don't have to be Mekader, you don't have to measure it straight across with a string, but just for I'm Doi, you're allowed to estimate it how wide it is. Shrashi Master Lakula, that Bahar Mishupahu Dubinan Havloi Kiddur. If the mountain is pretty steep, that's not so walkable, that's when you have to have the Havloi, the Kiddur. Avo Bezokov, but in the case where it's very hard to walk, then Oimid Biyalma. And all you have to do is just make an estimate across the mountain. You have to estimate how wide this mountain is, and that's how much you take off from the Tchum. Right, the Gemara says, Ubavach Lo Yetzichus Tchum. Again, this was like the picture in Rashi in the Mishnah, that when you want to measure across this ditch, even though Kenega, the city, is wider than 50 Amos. So the Eitzer is, walk on the left side of the city, and over there you could measure across, and then come back to the city. So he said, when you're making this left turn away from the city, you can't walk to measure across the ditch, and then come back into the city. As if you have to tomorrow, my time, or why not? You're not making the tchum there. You're just walking out that far in order to be able to measure across the ditch. But rather, after you measure across the ditch, you're going to come back again, kenega the city. So what's wrong? Amarav Kana, here it's Xera. Shema Yoimru, maybe people will say, midat tchumim bolakan. Once people are going to see you when you're measuring the tchum, walk outside the tchum, people are going to think, oh, the tchum taka goes so far. They saw the guy measuring the tchum, and he went that far. Therefore, any time you're Isaac in measuring the Tchum, you can't walk more than the Tchum itself. Strashish lo yetzichus the Tchum, operational leo, like we explained before, it's exeret. Right, the imenu yochol avliyoy, if let's say the ditch or the mountain is wider than 50 amis, so you can't go straight across it, then you have to measure the slope, but you have the yetzich of mekadrin. Tana Rabbon, it says, learned the Rabbon Torahs, Ketzad Mekadrin, what's this cooler? What does it mean by being Mekadrin? You're measuring the slope of the mountain by being Mekadrin. Tachto en Keneged Liboy, the person who stands on the bottom holds the string not by his feet, but he holds the string Keneged Liboy, Keneged his heart. Elyoin, the person that's 4 amas higher up, he puts the string down Keneged Margulosa. And Omar Abaye Naktinen, Abaye says, we hold. When you do this Eitzah B'Mekadrin, you don't use a string of 50 Amis, but only a string of Dalad Amis. Similarly, you gain much more. Because every Dalad Amis, you're gaining yourself the height of half a person. So you're gaining something. You have this Kula. And therefore the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abahua, Naktinish, now we hold, Ein Mekadrin Loi B'Yeg LaRufa. Yitaka can't use this Kula when you're measuring for an Egg LaRufa. That means, let's say you have a mace, somebody was killed outside the city. So the locher is, the city closest to the mace has to bring a negla rufa. Let's say there are 2 cities next to the mace, so you have to go measure which city is closer. Well, that's midiraisa, so you have to know the closest city. There, when we measure, you can't be maker by mekadrin, but you have to mamish measure a hill all the way up and all the way down, or a ditch all the way down, all the way up. You have to do a good measuring there. The same thing, midiraisa, you have a tchum, you have to know where the tchum of the yorim miklat is. That's midiraisa, you have to have a good measuring. You can't be make up a mekader, but you have to measure the slope all the way up and all the way down. Why is that the mara? Mifnei shen shatara. Since these things are midiraisa, midiraisa will not make up. Rashi said, Mifnei shen midosa minatara. Hilkach le misharin bu midi, elamoyda din horim vigeyas kakarka haloka. You have to measure the mountain and the ditch down like regular ground. You have to measure the whole thing. We're only make or it's only a shalim with the rabbonin, and the rabbonin taka will make it. So the Mishnah, ein moidedin ele min amumcha. When you go to measure the tchum Shabbos of the city, you have to have a mumcha to measure it. Shirashi learns, hachigastin ein moidedin ele mumcha means boker b'medida. Somebody that knows the medida very good, that's the one, somebody knows the halachas, how to make a medida, he's the one to make the medika. Rabbeinu Tam Tzvi brings down another pshat, he has the gear saying, ein moidedin ele min hamumcha. Yeah, min ha-mumcha, Rashi, Tosfos says, pirush rach, derech yishor, you have to use a straight road. U'mechavenes keneged ir. U'mumcha m'lashon u'mocha, that you go straight out. That's the way you measure it. And Rashi has to change the gears a little and says, ein moidedin ela mimcha, ela mumcha. A baki has to measure it. Right to the Mishnah says, riba l'mocha mechod, u'miyit l'mocha mechod. Let's say the two ends of the city, on the north side, one side is longer than the other side. So in Mesupik, which one is the right side? Which measurement is the right measurement? Is the Mishnah Shoimim Lamakim Shariba? We listen to the side that's a little bit longer, and we say that's the right measurement. So Rashi Riba Lamakim Mechad Amid Lamakim Acher Shenimtzu Simonei Tchum Keren Zu Aruchin Uboltin Mikneged Simonei Tchum Keren Shekenegdoi. Like on the north side. the east side and the west side, one side is longer than the other side. Is which one is the right chum, the longest side of the longest side? We go to kula lahokeli or lahachmir. Is shaymin lamokim shariba? We say the longest side is the right one. We go to kula. Umaytzien mida haktzara kenegdo. We make the shorter or chum longer. Nifnei, we say why. Shleimotach metchilach hevel. We say the person measuring that side did not stretch out this 50 amma long string. In other words, they weren't so strong, they couldn't stretch it out. It was down, sloping down in the middle. That's why they came with a smaller shear. Called sarkoi. But his katzer got a little bit shorter. The sarach lemoitzcha b'kol koichin. Now, look, here is this 50 amma string. You have to stretch it out as much as you could to get it straight. V'och yitanyo nami b'tesefta. Right, the Mishnah says, and so that's the svara why we say the longer shear is the right shear, and the other shear was short because it didn't stretch out the string long enough. Right, the Mishnah Churis has it over again. Ribo liyechod umiyet liyechod shem limruva. The Chura, like Rashi says, we'll see mafarsh b'gemara. Chura Kashri is the same thing saying over again. If one side is a little bit longer than the other side, we listen to the longer side. So the Gemara will explain why the Mishnah says it over twice. The afilu eved, afilu shivcha, even an eved and even a shivcha. Ne'monim loimer, we can believe them as edus. And when they say ad kan tchum Shabbos, if they know, they say we remember until here is a tchum Shabbos. You have a right to believe them. So yomru chachomim esadover lahachmer el lohokel, because a din a tchum is not a chumra, it's only a kula, which means it's only midrabbanan. And something that's only mid the Rabbanim said like, hey Marmu. The Rabbanim believed, even in Eved and even in Shivcha, to tell us that till up until here is the Tchum. So Rashi, Shle Yomru Chachomim, Kishagazu, Shle Lotzei, Schus the Tchum, Lo Yomru Lachachmir B'Tchumim, and Lo Hoko B'Tchumim. It's only a Kula. It's only a Din the Rabbanim, a Kula. The Rabbanim will make a Taka to believe even in Shivcha and even in Eved. All right, we'll stop here.